welcome to Sons of Pitches. We are actually recording for the first time in a timely manner. We have never ever done that. And we're recording the day a test match got over, a ridiculous test match. I'm with Karan Advani, who's in Singapore on his way to India, and Rohan. What's up? Rohan's in Bombay. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Great to be home.
It's great to be thinking of home.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. With these new variants and all, we don't even know. You would just keep your. I hope your ticket's refundable.
Yeah, it is. It's just a question of how long I have to wait at Bombay Airport for my test result and whether I get COVID there or not.
But that now you have to do a quarantine. You'll manage. Speaking of quarantines, who's going to be quarantined from our playing 11 from the first test into the second test? Because you guys know, Virat Kohli will be back for the second test, which means someone's got to go. Who's got to go, guys?
I think there's one name who I know Rohan is about to yell out. And I think we're pretty much in agreement maybe that the time for Rane to have a bit of a rest has arrived.
A permanent rest?
Dropping the current captain.
Yeah, I mean, captain, vice-captain, he's going to be one or the other, right? I mean, you have to make a decision. And I think there's enough batting depth in our squad. Certainly is enough batting depth. And if there's one person who knows the younger kids, it should be Rahul bloody Dravid. So maybe time to make a decision on Rane.
Yeah, I just don't see how Rahane survives, man. I mean, I was listening to some of the stuff on Cricket Info, and they're talking about dropping Mayank instead of Rahane, which I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense why we'd keep Rahane. Rahane's last 10 innings averaged 19.5. He's averaging less than Jadeja. So I just can't see how he survives. And dropping Mayank instead of Rahane first would be just awful. First of all, it upsets the entire batting order.
Let me interrupt you there and tell you guys how he survives. Okay, you guys want to know the way it's done. Kohli's back. So Ashwin will be dropped. I'm seeing these headlines. I'm seeing these news articles. I'm like, dude, man, you guys are clueless on what's going on.
That's also true.
No, I agree, man. The guy's got to go. Rahane's got to go. Actually, I would drop Rahane and Pujara and just give two new guys a chance. Because even Pujara's really testing that rope of his. And it's a good time to give someone a chance because we're playing in home conditions which these kids are familiar with, right? So they get an opportunity the way Shreya's got an opportunity. I would drop both of them.
What about Saha? Does Saha survive? But can he even keep, right? That's the question.
No, Saha will survive because he batted well, bro. He batted well. And so I don't see them dropping Saha.
Frankly, I just don't understand this selection. Are we looking to the future or what the hell are we doing? We have Saha. I mean, Saha's done. He's got absolutely no future. We have an entire lineup of keepers waiting who can't get into the squad because of Pant. Why on earth are we still sticking with Saha? And the best part is Saha didn't even keep because he was hurt. So Bharat ended up keeping. Why not just pick the guy and start grooming the next generation of keepers? I don't understand this. And why still have Rahane in the squad? It just makes no sense.
No, you're right. Actually, Saha's injury, I didn't think of. Saha's injury will probably take him out a little bit. But here's the other thing that I really think about is, you know, we sit and do these chats and all these Cricket Info guys do the same thing. What we've seen consistently is that the management of the team, and maybe it'll be different with Dravid in there, they don't care, bro. Like, the strangest people get dropped and the strangest people have the longest rope. And
part of management is a very strong word to use when you're talking about Ravi Shastri. I don't think there's any management going on. I think it's like
the people
two
that,
old
the,
monks
the
in the morning
be,
and then whatever, like, gets yeah. into his head.
The people that be, maybe that's the way to put it. No, but I really think, I mean, like, it really doesn't matter because, and here's why I think Ajinkya is just a stupid selection, because let's say he does have a good match. That's going to be a justification now suddenly for the next tour, which, I mean, we don't know when the next tour is with the world collapsing again with this third wave, fourth wave, or fifth wave, wherever the hell you are. But yeah, I mean, Rahane's got to go, and I think Pujara too. You know, you guys want Pujara in the squad?
I mean, I think Pujara gets maybe a little rope. I'm kind of watching Iyer play in this match made me real. We're holding back an entire generation of talent because I love Pujara, don't get me wrong, but how much rope do we give him? Maybe he needs a break, man. He needs some time away. He needs to go back to domestic, go play at in England where they call him, what do they call him? Steve. Do you guys
know
about
Steve,
this?
Steve, yeah, yeah.
They call him Steve.
Get the non-racism racial, name, yeah.
Yeah. Get some racial abuse and, you know, get his game in order. Iyer is incredible.
Shubman
Gill, poor guy, right? Fantastic talent. We're making him open because there's no other slot in the team because we're carrying Ajinkya and Pujara. This is not, we're not setting up a squad for the future.
No, but that's a right point. You know, I mean, that's completely correct. Even if you see, and I think we talked about this at the start of the tour, if you see the average age of our team, it's actually not all that young. Even the new players coming in. So to go to the point that these, a lot of them are now, what, over their mid-20s, 27, 28, 29. And, you know, what's the point of keeping them in the wings when they're clearly performing? They can clearly come in and do a job. So do you persist? I would have said, fine, if the tour in South Africa, first test match, Rane, Pujara, okay, maybe okay. But you have an opportunity to blood the young guys. What are you waiting for now? I don't understand.
And if Gil's good enough to open, he's good enough for number three, as far as I'm concerned.
No, and not only that, Charu, I think even if you're going to South Africa, just throw these guys into the water and say, now learn how to swim. You know what I mean? Like, just, because these are not long-term options. But just moving on from this team thing for a little bit, I just want to talk a little about Ashwin, because today he passed Harbhajan Singh for the number three spot in number of test wickets. Okay, he's at 419. This guy's done it in 80 test matches. Okay, Kapil Dev's 131 came in 434 test wickets came in 131 matches. And Harbhajan's 417 came in 103 matches. Okay. So, I mean, this guy is, just the greatest off-spinner I think the country has produced. On the batting side, I just saw an interesting tweet this morning which said he's got more test centuries than Vinod Kambli and Sanjay Manjrekar and a few other people. And a couple of other names were in that tweet, but the two that stuck out were Manjrekar and Kambli because they're from, you know, a generation where we were watching cricket. But it just goes to show, man, the guy scored five centuries. He's 419 wickets in 80 test matches. And yet, he's just fighting for his place in the squad. Yeah, he's fighting for his place in the squad in England.
He got six wickets in this match. He scored in the first inning. He had a match-saving knock. And he became the third highest wicket taker. Kohli's definitely dropping him, man. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
No,
it's just really sad. Yeah, it's really crazy. Sad that you have a player like that who's done. I mean, and I do remember a lean patch where he went through, but when he came back from that, he was good again. And it's just really sad because, you know, if you talk about, you know, I mean, I remember Bhaji, right? Because Bhaji was, and we remember him from the Australian days and the Australian tours and all that stuff. Bhaji has 419 test wickets as well, 417 test wickets as well. So this guy is now number three in the least amount of test matches and a very reliable bat, right?
Yeah.
A very reliable bat. I just feel that this guy is one of those cricketers that's never gotten the credit for being who he is. And I don't think he'll ever get the credit for who he is.
And I mean, we are guilty of it as well. You remember when Shreyas Iyer got injured in the IPL, we were like, who's going to captain? And Pant got captain, but Ashwin was in the team. They overlooked Ashwin. I mean, everyone overlooks this guy. What's up, man?
Yeah, it's wild. And it's so sad, actually, when you look at it, because you have these great cricketers who will always be... like, if you ask people who are an Indian legend, they'll say Harbhajan Singh's name, but they won't say Ashwin's name. And it's a bit baffling. I just love that stat, though, about more centuries than Sanjay Manjrekar. You know, I mean, obviously, more test matches as well, but he's not a batsman, so it doesn't...
He'll definitely overtake Kapil. So now he's just behind Kapil and Kumble. Kumble is quite a ways.
Kumble's way ahead.
Way ahead. But,
yeah, it's
but
so wild.
Kapil's
so
in his
that,
sight.
Yeah.
So
that,
that's interesting.
Yeah, but he's almost 36. How long is he going to play for, right? He missed out. What England was a good chance for him to play. A really good chance for him to play.
Yeah.
That test, you know, the last sort of.
What at the Oval exactly?
Yeah.
What the hell was that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of next test, do we have any idea when the next test is?
Well, Bombay, no.
Because, no, Bombay, yeah, but I mean the next series after this. Sorry, let me reframe that.
The Omicron, the India South Africa tour brought to you by Omicron.
Yeah, it's just that bad, huh?
It
so
is.
I think if I. It's really sad South Africa's being cancelled.
You think they'll come to India? Maybe they'll come. I don't know what the good another India tour does us, but maybe they'll come and play instead. It'd be nice to keep watching some cricket.
I think it'll be complicated because this is part of the World Test Championship and we have to play three at home, three away. So this was one of our away tours. So I don't know what's going to happen unless Dubai becomes the away, you know, the... I don't know. I'm sure.
I'm not a fan of cricket in Dubai, though. I have to say, it's okay. It's a nice place and great to play, obviously, as a venue, etc. But I mean, just in terms of the quality of cricket, you tend to see the pitches breaking up, and you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have to tell you, if Dubai becomes a neutral venue versus those bouncy tracks in South Africa, it's just serious injustice to the South African squad because you can just send. We can send our T20 squad and put them in whites and say, go for it, man. It's just like, well, I shouldn't say T20 squad after what happened to us, but...
played like a test match. It was perfectly fine.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. So what is the prediction for the next test? Because we predicted, I predicted a sweep of the T20s, which I was correct. I think someone else predicted that as well. And
I think, agreed. The test matches,
yeah.
I told you we'd draw one. I told you we'd cock it up. So I'm going for a loss in Bombay. We lose the toss, we lose the match also. That's my prediction. Or we win the toss and Dravid decides in his infinite wisdom to bat first like he did against England. Oh, sorry, bat second. So I'm going for a... Come on, India loss, Bombay. There
Karam,
we go.
It's good to
He's
see you.
He's back.
Exactly. Karam's back in form. And ladies and gentlemen, Karam is going to be watching this match live at the Wankhede. Even if one person is allowed in the crowd, I know Karam's going to be there. So... I think he's already like kind of getting his negativity up, so he's not disappointed.
Yeah. You got your chance ready, your hi Shastri, even though he won't be there.
I have a t-shirt and a mask.
Nice.
And a bottle of Old Monk.
There you go. It's got to be 3/4 done, though.
It will be, don't worry.
He's never held a full bottle of Old Monk for more than 10 minutes. So, and Rohan, what's your prediction?
Bombay, we'll win it.
Yeah.
I think we should win. There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't. The pitch will spin. We will get them. Their spinners don't seem to be very effective. And hopefully Ajinkya will be dropped. We'll have a stronger middle order and we should be fine.
So who do you replace Rane with? Come on, let's ask that question. Who comes in?
Yeah.
Kohli.
No. Okay, sorry. Then who else do you drop? You say Kohli comes in for Rane, you think?
Kohli comes in for Rane, and the order essentially remains the same. Pujara, Kohli, and Iyer. I would also drop Saha and bring in Bharat, just because it's about time we had a different keeper. And that's about it. If you want to be really adventurous, we don't have our openers right now, but if Rohit, I mean, this is a completely hypothetical, nothing to do with the next test, but in South Africa, if Rohit and Rahul are playing, I would go as far as to say put Gill at 3, Kohli at 4, and Iyer at 5. It sounds much better today to me than, you know, the old firm of Pujara, Kohli, Rahane.
But tell us what you really think about Rahane.
Listen, man, I have nothing against Rahane. I just don't think he's good for the squad right now. And
no,
by the way, Prithvi Shaw would be a better option than Rahane right now. So,
where's your boy, Prithvi Shaw? I haven't heard from him in a while.
Why isn't he opener? I don't understand. Some serious,
I think you should do an inquiry. I think you should do an investigation.
Yeah, they're really against these Bombay bad boys, man. First
just go around the bars of Bandra. I'm sure you'll find them in one of them.
Maybe lying down. But I think India's going to win the second test as well. I mean, I honestly, at some point today, I said there's no way. I thought first at one point, I thought we're going to lose the test. And then the way things went, I was shocked that we couldn't take that last wicket.
But I have to say, good test match though, man. I mean, I love test cricket.
Great test match. You
love it for this. Wow, you know, last hour, one wicket, all of this. So really, I mean, well done to the Kiwis. Their last two batsmen, I mean, they really played well. They really batted
I just love the Kiwi squad. It's I mean, I've never really been a like crazy New Zealand fan, but I'm just loving them. The ODI World Cup, the World Test Championship, the final of the T20. All guys that, like, there's no real superstar in there besides maybe Kane Williamson. And you know, for these guys even to pull this one off, I'm just
their bowling attack is, like, legendary. They're fast bowlers. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say legendary, but, yeah, they've got a good set of
Jameson's
bowlers.
I mean, wow. He's come from
New Kid. Yeah. No, I really like this squad.
Guys, you know, the other day when I was watching, I watched quite a bit of this test. And the second innings when the Indian spinners were on and we were getting wickets and, you know, it just took me back to, like, I think it's such a continuous thing in our lives all the way back to childhood. This, like, November, December period, there's test matches on in India. The screen is smoky because we've got, like, our, you know, winter Indian haze in the north. The spinners are, like, you know, the ball is just, like, exploding off the pitch. It just felt so happy and so comfortable. It was a Sunday. I was watching the match. It was lovely. You know, I love test cricket in India in the winter.
And the pitch is tearing to shreds.
The crowd, like, baying. It was a full crowd. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. That whole ambience, and especially the TV looking smoggy.
Yeah.
Which was a match that they played in Delhi, I think, a few years ago, where they were wearing masks.
Sri Lanka, where they were wearing masks. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. That was just the Lankans being Lankans, man. They came in with their masks on, and they just wanted to make a big show out of it, and we thrashed them in all those tests. So, whatever. Yeah. If our boys could play, they could play.
I guess masks are not so uncommon these days. They'll be fine.
It seems so normal now, doesn't it?
Anyways, that's all we have for today, guys. We will talk to you after the next test, which Karam hopes we will lose. I wouldn't say hopes we lose, as predicted.
No, I never hope we lose.
Rohan and I, I stand corrected.
I think we win.
And we both, and we all really hope that there's crowds allowed and we get to go watch the match.
Maybe the next episode we'll actually be sitting together and manage to record.
Let's try and do that, actually. We'll get Rahane. I think he may be free as well, so we'll try and get him into it. We promise you this, though. The next episode, whether Rahane plays or not, we will not discuss him. For that, you can call Rohan and we'll post his number later on. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.